4.6, right? Whatever, man. I got your 4.6. Well, no, like, that's not right. I don't want to say that. Right. I got her, hey! Reverse that.
You know, you always feel the exact same thing when you feel an earthquake, which is, all right, I wonder how big it is wherever it's centered.
Always trying to guess how far away.
Yeah, because it could be Vegas, for all we know. Yep. Could be San Diego.
It could be massive and miles away, or not that big.
Or it could
big
be and tiny close. And right underneath me.
Which is weird when people go online and start saying, oh, I felt it, and nobody else did, because it was very, you know, close to you.
Right.
Yeah, I see a few people every once in a while. This one, of course.
So there's a 4.6 magnitude earthquake hitting Malibu.
Yeah, there have been about 15 aftershocks so far. And were you?
I was at home.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
I was having lunch at your favorite place, Talleyrand, here in Burbank. You love that place.
How many people died during lunch?
Three, actually. But they were all just regular heart attacks and old age and stuff.
Of course.
Yeah, but
it's not from the food. It's from the age of the people that go there.
That's exactly right. My friend was like, hey, did you feel that? And I'm like, oh, I think I moved the table. Sorry, man. That's how much we felt it.
Oh, really?
And he's like, oh, yeah.
It was relatively strong for me in
where you're at. I mean, everybody's
Marina
been saying that it was very strong.
It felt
strong.
Pretty strong, yeah.
I had a friend in Pasadena go, whoa, yes. Hold on. Yeah.
It is bizarre. It doesn't freak me out as much as just I hold on to things and I go, all right, I'm going to wait and see.
Yeah. Yeah.
How bad it gets.
Yeah, because it's that first, you know, and then boom.
Yeah.
You know, boom.
Yep.
I could do without that.
It's not great.
No,
it's not
that.
What you want.
No, exactly. But it beats tornadoes. I still say it beats tornadoes.
It does beat tornadoes. That's true. We're watching Channel 4. We're trying to figure out where the guy's looking.
Yeah. I don't want this guy.
There's a guy on Channel 4 explaining the earthquake, and I don't know who he is, but
he refuses to look at the camera.
You can't. He's looking at the camera with one eye.
No, I think he's looking at someone else. He's like talking to someone in the room or something.
Okay, but his left
like,
eye.
Dude, the camera's over here. Hey. I started moving clear to the other side of the room. I thought maybe
just to see if it would work.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
Yeah, we can't figure it out.
Yeah, whatever.
That's how seriously we take it. All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes.
Between 5 and 7 today.
All Request Fest, nothing but loud stuff. Get your weekend started.
It is our All Request Fest.
Hell yeah.
4 o'clock hour tattoos you regret.
We'll
tell you the story of a guy who got a lion's tattoo.
A lion's tattoo.
Before the season, the Detroit Lions, who almost made it to the Super Bowl.
Right.
One game short.
Yeah.
It says Super Bowl champs.
Oh,
before
dude,
the season.
Doing?
Before the season.
I'm going to go for it. It's going to make them win.
People are dumb.
Is that part of that?
And one American dollar.
Oh.
Is coming up next.
I'm going to win a buck.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Brother, can you spare a dollar?
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
I didn't recognize that as my cue.
I was wondering. I'm like, you're watching the earthquake video.
It was a little slow. We are watching the earthquake coverage,
yeah,
which is not.
This guy sent in his video from his house walking out into the front room and the whole building is shaking.
Yeah, and they're showing it over and over.
Over and over and over.
For those of you that didn't hear, it's 4.6 and it's near Malibu.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't see any death or
destruction. No, not at all. And they're
yet,
sort of calling it. They're saying there's definitely no danger of a tsunami because it was onshore.
Right.
And it looks like that was the actual shock. There was a foreshock already.
So we're going to do.
Yeah, we are.
Give me the money. Hand over the money.
Number of Super Bowls hosted by a city from 1967, which is when they started the Super Bowl era.
Right. Now, why would you want to talk about the Super Bowl?
What's no going, reason.
Just
no reason at all.
Yeah, so.
So the cities that have hosted the Super Bowl the most.
You know how much I watch the big game every year.
I do,
year.
But.
I get lots of friends over. We all wear jerseys.
I know you do.
Root for our team.
Sligo wears a different jersey every Monday. It's weird.
I do.
Yeah.
Depends on which one.
Just love football.
I do. I'm a huge football
Number
fan.
Of Super Bowls hosted by a city from 1967 until 2024.
I did play in college, he says, as he tries to stall a little bit and think, and almost went pro, but.
I don't think that's true.
I didn't even go to college. So.
Right.
That's true. Let me say Dallas. Can I say Dallas? Is Dallas one of the cities that's hosted a Super Bowl at some point or another?
Can you say Dallas?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Am I so sure? Am I incredibly surprised by that? Yes.
That they haven't?
No, yes. Correct.
Yeah, that is weird.
Because number 10 is two Super Bowls.
Wait,
let me see
really?
If it's 11. No, it isn't. I'm very surprised by the lack of
what
Dallas.
What are you doing, Dallas?
That's fantastic and wrong.
Because I lived there at one point, I'm very sure Phoenix hosted one time. Didn't Phoenix host a Super Bowl at some point?
Let's see.
Or at least the most. These are the most.
The most times.
Now I'm not sure I want to say Phoenix. I only think they did it once. But okay, I'll screw it up. Yeah, for the hometown. town.
Phoenix, Glendale, has hosted it three times.
You know what's really weird? I know three where times. That is in Glendale. It was, when I left, open fields. There was just nothing but...
Yeah.
Here's my day.
Back in my day.
How about...
All right, so you got one for two.
At least I don't owe you a dollar because I didn't get one.
That's correct.
How about Los Angeles, California?
Los Angeles, the one in California?
Yeah. There's one in Patagonia.
Has hosted it eight times.
Woo!
That is in third place.
Nice.
So you got two.
New Orleans. Did New Orleans host
some Talking about the number of Super Bowls hosted by cities. New Orleans is your guess.
Yeah.
Let me see if New Orleans is on there. Yes, it is. It's number two.
Number two.
It's hosted it 10 times.
10 times.
Yep.
You see how into it I am. I'm so aware.
You're really in. You've gotten three.
I have.
You only need one more. I wouldn't have picked you winning this.
I'm telling you, man. I know you're a huge
football fan.
You always say I'm not. Miami. I would think
Miami is what you're guessing.
Oh, no way. You've got it. I get all these things wrong. Stuff about music and movies and sex toys and everything I should know about, I get wrong.
And then you win.
I win this.
With Super Bowls.
What?
Number of Super Bowls hosted by cities. Number 10 is Detroit with two.
Huh.
I went to a Super Bowl in Detroit.
You?
Yes.
You must have been freezing.
There was black ice.
Oh, man.
And I got dropped off by the Uber on the opposite side of the road from my hotel. And I couldn't walk, so I sat on my butt. It was like 1 a.m. And I scooted all the way across the street to my hotel.
I wish there was video. That's awesome. And pretty smart, really.
Number 9 is San Francisco with two.
All right.
Number 8 is Houston with three.
Oh, there's the Texas connection.
Yeah, but I would have thought Dallas.
Yeah, because Dallas.
Because they have that huge stadium and everything.
They even had that TV show for a while.
Atlanta
with
three.
Nice.
San Diego was three.
Really? I didn't know they...
Mm-hmm. Because of the weather, I assume.
Sure. Is there even a stadium down there? I didn't even know.
There was.
No offense.
There is. It's a bad stadium, which is why they moved here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Glendale is number 5. Number 4 is Tampa with 5.
Right. Wow.
Number 3 is Los Angeles. We've had 8.
We rule.
Number 2 is New Orleans, which you got. They've had 10.
Bean's gone to every one of them.
And Miami is number 1 with 11.
Woo! So I got the number 1 and
you
the last one.
You won a dollar.
That's so awesome.
What's happening? I have a retirement plan for you.
I'm sorry, I don't buy insurance from strangers.
Not that we need it, but thieves take off with a 200-foot radio tower transmitter in Alabama.
Oh, I love it. I've always wanted to have my own radio station.
There's a small town radio station in Jasper, Alabama.
Oh, that's not nice. Don't take their stick.
Brett Elmore, the general manager of WJLX, said his landscaper had been doing a cleanup of the property Friday. Uh-huh. And when he showed up, the 200-foot tower was gone.
Wow.
As was the shed.
What?
As was all the broadcast equipment.
Holy cow.
Somebody just ripped every piece of equipment. Had been stolen.
Is that like one of those things where they're getting a copper or are they putting up a radio station?
I would assume they're going to rebroadcast. I don't know because it says including the wires to the tower.
Wow.
Every single thing.
You know, it's kind of hard to put up a 200-foot tower without somebody noticing.
And where do you store that?
Right.
How do you get it? How do you transport it?
You and I used to be on the CB radio. We were pretty good at hiding our
antennas.
So.
We were getting in fights. Our very lives depended on it.
Wow, that's nuts, man.
Somebody
what a thing.
The whole radio station.
Oh,
just took it all.
Now, can you imagine you're driving by and you see the stick coming down, the tower coming down? You know, that happened over at the other station. They took down, if you were driving on the 10 on one certain day near, where was we? On Venice.
Yeah.
They tore those towers down. So the towers fell, the radio towers. So I had to think everybody driving by on the 10 right there about Venice must have seen the towers go down and go, what the hell was that?
What, the world is ending? What's going on? So we got ourselves a new radio station.
Yeah, excellent. I love these people. These are my favorite thieves ever. What's the first song we're going to play?
I wonder what they'd be like as bosses.
Do not tell anyone because then they might win the tickets away from you. But next week, for sure, we got a bunch of chances to win tickets to see those guys right there, Def Leppard.
Yep.
Which is going to be mind-bendingly cool. Oh, and now this.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugger.
Who?
They ought to know.
Keaton Pearson is the man's name in England. He stole 22 tubs of butter.
22 tubs of butter. What's he going to do with all that?
I don't know.
Nasty stuff. I'm going to get some nasty stuff.
He stole 22 tubs of butter while he had previously been given a chance. He was in court for stealing something else.
Milk?
Cheese.
Cheese. What is his deal?
So he stole several pieces of cheese.
I hope that the press calls him the dairy fairy. Because
it's not in the story, I'll tell you that.
Come on,
last bro. July, he was given a suspended jail term for that.
Wow, dude.
For stealing cheese.
Next, it's going to be a cow.
He fought the manager and then tried to stop him, and then he told the manager he was going to kill him.
Wow.
Over a couple slices of cheese.
Wow.
So then the judge goes, all right, listen.
You freak.
I'm going to suspend your sentence. You can go, but be good.
And he went out and stole butter.
And he got caught with 22 tubs of butter. And went to jail.
Lesson here is unlearnable. I can't get anything out of that. I don't know. Hey, we're going to do a lot of loud music starting at 5. That's going to be like a quiet hymn compared to what we're going to be playing.
It is later. Our all request fest. We play songs that you request, even if it stretches our format some. We don't care.
In fact, we like that. So
if we have it, we'll play it.
We will throw it on between 5 and 7.
Sometimes we're sad we have it. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes it's like, yeah. No, we have it.
We gotta play it. Well, they asked for it.
Right now, we're going to talk about tattoos that you regret. The Detroit Lions had a great year this year. Mm-hmm. They almost made it to the Super Bowl. They were one game short of making it to the Super Bowl.
So frustrating.
There was a guy named Alex Chepeska, mm-hmm. who we're going to hear about in this piece right here.
Okay.
I've never been more sure of anything in my life.
Alex Chepeska is so sure the Lions are winning the Super Bowl, he did this.
What did he do?
He got a tattoo.
How old is this? Yeah.
It's this year.
This year?
Yeah.
So earlier this, last year.
He got the tattoo. It'll explain, like, before the season.
Okay.
So he had no idea. I mean, they had a lot of promise, and they've been getting better.
Right.
But they had a great season, and a lot of people thought they were going to make it to the Super Bowl and maybe win it. But he got the tattoo of a Lions, the logo.
Right.
And then it says Champs 2024.
Oh.
Before the season.
Before the season even started.
Yes.
He's...
So we're going to talk in a second about tattoos that you regret. These are endless. 818-955-KLOS. Listen to this.
So I got this early August, a week before the first preseason game. I knew they were doing it.
Before the playoffs, even before the 12 regular season wins, and yes, even before the season started, Chepeska tatted Lions Super Bowl champs 2024 on his arm.
So he was, and as it got going, as the season was on, clearly he's like, oh, see, this is paying off.
He's like a hero.
It's a given, right? He must have been the most popular.
And says the response...
Yeah, there's a few haters out there, but mostly everyone's been positive.
Sure, of course, because wow, dude.
Until now.
Until now. Oh, that loss that day. He must want to pull his arm off.
Yeah, no kidding.
As you can imagine, he's gained more and more praise for his permanent prediction as the Lions keep winning.
The longer it goes, the more people have been on board.
Oh, so this is before. Let's call him at home. You got his home phone number? I want to know what he thinks about it now.
Yeah, it was before they lost. That's I think it was last week?
Rough.
Or the week before. I don't know.
Fairly recent.
Lions just lost, and the guy has a tattoo of the Lions.
I'd be like, hand me that razor blade over there. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
2024. Now, the one thing he can do is probably change the four to a five.
There you go.
So maybe it's 2025.
Dude, I hardly encourage you to wait until they land up.
Perhaps.
Just wait.
Wait. So we're looking for those of you that didn't wait.
Or someone talked you into this tattoo. You're like, I don't want that. Okay, I'm really drunk. Let's do it.
Tattoos that you regret for any reason, including someone's name on your arm or your body someplace because they're your person.
Or mom on your butt. And
right.
You picture how that works.
How many people put mom on your butt? You just put an M, butthole M.
I would regret that.
Yes,
I would. Really would.
Yes, you would.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. Oh, hi.
Hey, 95.5 KLOS, the California's rock station. When a song ends and we're not aware.
Wasn't smoking anything, man.
We are talking about tattoos that you regret. There was a Lions fan that got a Champs 2024 tattoo underneath
Super Bowl champs.
Yep.
Before the season
even started.
I mean, I appreciate that level of commitment and fandom.
And stupidity.
But yeah, he blew
it. I mean, let's be honest.
The
great teams that go on to win the Super Bowl, the odds at the beginning of the season are against them.
Yeah. So don't put that on your body permanently.
So we're talking about tattoos that you regret. You have one?
Oh, God, where should I start?
How many do you have?
Total, I have 30.
How many do you regret?
Yeah.
I have 5 cover-overs that I regret. 5. And 1 that still hasn't been covered over that's been sitting on my shoulder for the longest time. And I want to get rid of it, and I plan to get rid of it, but I never have.
What is that one?
Kicking my ass, everything. I tried to impress some chick way back in the day when I was in the Marine Corps. She was all into Pegasus and crap like that.
Right.
So I got a Pegasus. 3 days later, she dumped me for some dork ass.
I gotta be honest. That's dumb, dude. You know going in that's probably gonna happen, right?
I thought it was a smooth sailing into their house, but I guess not.
All right, everybody's thinking about getting a tattoo for that person. Just listen to this right here.
It's good advice. Thank you for calling,
dude. Thank you so much for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, you guys doing? I got a great one for all right. Tattoo thing.
Let's hear it.
So I was in the joint for a couple of years tattooing guys. I get out of the joint. My buddy asked me for some initials. But he gets me high, drunk, and I ended up tatting the wrong initials on his ass.
Now, when you say on his ass, do you mean his actual ass?
Well, come on, brother. On his back. You know what I mean?
On his back. Okay.
What were the initials supposed to be, and what did you put?
They were just three letters. Hispanic.
I mean, it doesn't, spell F-U, some other letter.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be P-S-T, and I ended up putting R-S-T on his back. Big-ass, old English letters, 6 inches long, 4 inches wide.
Awesome.
I mean, that's on him for getting you drunk.
Yeah.
That's on him.
Union Carpenters, 661.
Salute.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling, man. We're going to put you on in a minute. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Tattoos you regret.
Hello.
Hey.
Tattoos you regret.
Yeah, so I had a house party. I was probably early 20s, and, all my friends got tatted, and so it was the end of the night, and the tattoo artist was pretty hot, and so he offered to give me a free tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And so... he suggested a lollipop down by my lady bits, but it's like one of those lollipops with the ring handle, and he wanted to be clever and put the ring
right.
The illusion
right.
The man in the boat,
Right.
And it's absolutely terrible. It didn't even look good right when it was done. And so 20 years later, I've let it fade. It's like, of course, I'm not going to try and...
Right. Refresh it.
Keep that. Exactly. So now my current boyfriend, I was sending, naughty pics, and he's all like, hey, what's that bruise? I'm like, oh, that's super embarrassing. It's the worst.
See, that's perfect. This is exactly what happens.
I love it.
You're at the party. Everybody's got it. You get a free one, whatever. And then that. Yeah.
And then that happens.
Yep.
I love it. Good work on your part.
Thank you for calling.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. I've got a regrettable tattoo that my wife has.
Oh, no. Let's hear it.
Yeah, my wife, her first husband was named Mario. So she says, I love with a heart Mario.
Mm-hmm.
They got divorced after 18 months.
Right.
He wanted to cover her up, and I said, oh, no. I want to get free drinks for the rest of my life. We go out to bars and restaurants, and like, hey, Mario. I said, oh, my name's not Mario. Oh, my God. The sadness people have, but the free drunkenness I've
been. That nice. Is so
nice.
Incredibly smart.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well done.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love it.
And she's totally on board with it, huh?
Oh, yeah, of course. Because, you can only have so many free drinks, and you have to pass the lady who is the inspiration for gold. I even used to party with Mario when we were down to Mexico a couple times.
Little did you know he was going to get you high for the rest of your life.
Going to provide you drinks for life.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, dogs. Have a good one.
Thanks, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Tattoos you regret. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, talking about tattoos?
Yeah.
Tattoos you regret.
I was in the eighth grade. I had gone kicked out of the LA Unified School District and was going to a continuation school.
Right.
So, met, all the wrong people. One guy teaches me how to do my own tattoos. So, I was like, I was a stoner. I smoked marijuana back then. I'm talking about the early 80s. So I put a number 13 on my hand, right? Thinking I'm cool.
That is exactly what I would have done. It's a 13. That's my number, for one thing. And I would have totally done that, right? So
because you both love Taylor Swift. Go ahead.
Right. But this continuation school, it was at Fairfax and Melrose.
Right.
So I'm taking buses across town, and more than one. So
right.
At my second stop, one day, and this guy, older guy, not quite an adult, but like an older teenager, walks by and he sees the 13 and he stops. He does like a double take. And he says, "Hey, man, is that for 13th Street?"
Right, right.
And I panicked.
Sure.
I'm just a kid.
Right.
You're like, "Oh, no, it's not that, no!"
I'm out of my element.
Of course.
And I started to mumble, and I said, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
And that was like...
Just out of fear?
Just out of fear, yeah. I panicked. Yeah.
Sure.
So then, luckily, he was part of that clique.
Yeah.
So then he says, "All right, homeboy," and he gives me like a high five and all that other business.
Whoo!
I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Right.
Okay, so here was the thing. When I did that tattoo, I used the wrong kind of ink. So it eventually faded, and I was so relieved.
Wow, no kidding, man. Damn.
But that was the eighth grade, man.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
Crazy. That's a beautiful story, man. That is awesome. Thank you for calling, man.
Thanks for coasting along with us.
And this is the All Request Fest.
Yeah, man. We want something loud. So give us a call.
818-955-KLOS.
Or hit us up on social media.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
And do it now. Start off with Mas Tequila.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, man, I need to hear Mojo Nixon. Elvis is everywhere.
Oh,
he just passed, and we got to give him some honor, man.
I've seen so many. I've seen so many tributes to him online since he passed, and it's just they genuinely, really, he just really made a lot of people's lives. And he's in my cheeseburger.
Hi, boss. My name is Brian. I'm trying to request a song.
Do it. What do you want to hear?
Man, let me hear "Fade to Black" from Metallica. I'm an active duty U.S. Army soldier, and I just came home, and I haven't been home in more than 3 years.
Wow, damn. Welcome home, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Me and my mom, she listens to you guys all the time ever since I was a kid, and the first thing she said was, like, let's listen to some music, and I just want to request it. I don't know. I appreciate it if you guys could do that for me.
Yeah, we'll do that right now.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thank you very much.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. It's our old request fest.
And you are up to bat. What do you want to hear?
If you can't rock me, Rolling Stone.
Are we ready to rock?
Are you ready to rock? Because I'm not ready to rock. I've got COVID.
And I said, Paul Stanley, quit being such a bitch. Just inject something into your measly little saggy, hairy body, and we'll go out and we'll play a show.
Gene Simmons, ladies and gentlemen.
But that's not why you called. What did you want to hear?
This is coming from Jeff after a weekend up at Vegas, dealing with all the drivers and all the shit weather.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear Sam Kinison, man. I got to hear Wild Thing.
Hey, I got one to start the weekend.
Yes.
Bad Country from Avenged Sevenfold.
Hello, Kevin and...
Hey! Hello!
This is me down here in snowy Julian.
Did it actually snow down there?
Yes, it is.
That's weird, man.
I love it.
Well...
How much have you snorted so far?
Friday!
A lot. Happy Friday to you as well. What can we play for you?
Throw me some Motorhead. The chase better than the catch.
That's a gooder. That's what Grandpa said was a gooder.
Gorillas for Brenda in Costa Mesa.
Gorillas, Brenda.
Well,
we love you. Hey, you can win a 2024 Range Rover Velar every Thursday in February at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly. And this, the All Request Fest, is happening thanks to them.
And you can call us at 818-955-KLOS with any song to kick off your weekend.
Yeah, we got about another 30 minutes or so of this stuff to do, so call now!
Yeah, something loud on the stops for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
How about One Little Victory by Rush? It's a rare song, but it's a fast song.
That's true, and I think we can do that.
Oh, cool.
Who's this?
My name is Chris.
Chris, where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from downtown L.A., heading home.
Well, at least the rain isn't bothering you out there anymore. And here is Rush.
I'd like to hear some Ministry, NWO.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's our old request fest. That is Ozzy flying high again for Hector in Santa Ana.
Hector, you know what? I have the recorded. I have him asking for it. Here he is.
I'll go for him flying high again.
Wasn't that nice? I like the way he asked for it. That was him. Here, let's hear him again.
I'll go for him flying high again.
Well done, Hector.
Well done. And call us anytime, 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, do that. But now it's time for what we learned.
Oh, we're doing
that. Yeah, we're going to go home, man.
Wow, what a mess.
We're going to go home.
Time for what we learned. Sluggo won one American dollar. By guessing four of the top 10 cities that have hosted the Super Bowl the most.
Which makes no sense because I don't ever watch the Super Bowl.
And people are dumb. A guy in England was on probation for stealing a few slices of cheese. And now he's gone to jail for stealing 22 tubs of butter.
And I'm extremely upset that the press over there is not calling him the Dairy Fairy.
And in tattoos you regret, a guy called whose girlfriend has a tattoo from a former boyfriend that says, I love Mario. He wants her to keep it because every time somebody sees it, asks him if he's Mario, he says no, they feel bad and buy him a drink. Pretty smart.
It's the best use of a bad tattoo ever. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Oh, and one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Hey, did we just play that song?
Oh, yeah, that was Tool. We just got like all them calls. We're up to number 25. Hello, KLOS.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Please tell me I'm going to Tool.
You are going to Tool. You are going.
You win.
Oh, man, he just made my day.
Who is this?
After having car troubles, this is a good news.
Oh, I'm glad. Who is this?
This is Joshua.
Mom, call too.
Who's that with you?
It's my mom. We're both trying to go.
Ah, I love your mom. That's awesome. Right on.
Thank you, guys. You have no idea how much we've tried.
You got two tickets to see Tool with special guest Elder. It is February 14th or 15th, which is next week at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com, but you get to go for free. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, you know that time the Beatles turned up on the Ed Sullivan Show, their first live U.S. TV appearance? That was on This Day in Rock in 1964. Paul McCartney and his Wings pals were undercover playing covert university shows to try out their wings. And it happened for the first time on This Day in Rock in 1972. A very young Aerosmith opened for Iggy Pop and the Stooges at the Palace in Detroit. On This Day in Rock in 1974, it turned out to be the last show the Stooges did until 2003 in the reunion. Iggy Pop was having a really bad day and started taunting the crowd, who responded by throwing a hell of a lot of crap at him.